I'm Vicky Merrick, the local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, pruning tips for backyard berries.
You've probably heard that you're supposed to prune fruit trees. But did you know that it's also important to prune berries? Here's Russell Norton, a horticulture and agriculture educator with Barnstable County's Cape Cod Cooperative Extension, who offered me some tips, starting with high bush blueberries.
The way that we generally prune blueberries is they're shrubs that often produce new shoots out of the ground. And it's really important to, for almost all shrubs that produce shoots out of the ground, to maintain youthfulness in the shrub.
This is because blueberries fruit on young shoots.
So we generally want to have like a couple one-year-old shoots, a couple two-year-old shoots, three, four, and five. As they get older and bigger, we tend to remove them. And so you can kind of go into a blueberry bush and without thinking too much, you can go in with a pair of loppers and remove the two oldest, biggest stems, and you're probably doing good.
This is my kind of pruning, simple. The only caveat, Russell cautioned, is that you don't want to remove too much of the plant at one time.
So there is this kind of standard rule of thumb where you don't prune more than 30% of a plant. And that is actually a fairly kind of traditional and pretty good rule.
But of course, as with all rules, there are exceptions. For instance, fire. Blueberries can be pruned with pruning shears, but they've also been burned by people across North America as a form of rejuvenation pruning for thousands of years.
If you're familiar with like low bush blueberry production in the mountaintops of Maine and maybe even northern New Hampshire, that is a common practice. It's kind of like the keeping the young canes in a blueberry, but you're just using fire as an easier tool to basically do that pruning and maintain that youthfulness.
In places where people burn blueberries instead of pruning, Russell said they often divide up their blueberry land and burn each patch in rotation once every few years, so that while some patches of land recover, others are still producing. And when it comes to brambles, a thorny group that includes raspberries, blackberries, and black raspberries, to name a few, the rules are slightly different.
And so when we think about how the brambles grow, is in most of them, they produce a primo cane the first year. So that's a shoot that comes out of the ground. It generally doesn't produce any fruit. And then it goes through a winter stage. And then the next year becomes a floricane. And so a floricane, meaning it produces flowers and then fruit.
Once a cane has fruited, its life cycle is complete and it will die back. So it flowers, it fruits, and then you want to remove it. But of course, you knew it was coming, didn't you? There are exceptions.
Some brambles are primo cane varieties where they will produce a crop of fruit on that first year's growth, and they can be maintained as primarily primo canes in which they're mowed down at the end of the year and you get a fall crop every year.
To make matters even more confusing, some raspberries will produce on both flora or second year canes and prima, first year canes. This is the type I have, and nurseries usually call them everbearing. Others, like blackberries and black raspberries, do something called tip rooting.
A lot of the brambles will create aggressive, long canes, and if you allow them, they'll be arching, and they'll reach down to the ground, and when they touch the soil, they'll start to root again.
I've always just let them do this, but Russell said it's better not to. If you cut the canes back instead of letting them sprawl, it encourages the plant to put more energy into flowers and fruiting and less into stem length and roots. It's fascinating getting to know all these berries' quirks, and a good reminder that, as always, giving our plants the correct care means paying attention to their behavior and their needs, which, after all, is part of the joy of tending them. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got a link to a video on blueberry pruning that's right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.